What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
How about this? Okay. What are itches for? Why do we have itches?
Oh, that's
you know,
a good
I get
point.
Why we have pain. It's like, stop, you're going to burn your hand off. So it makes, ooh, take the hand away.
I but think if you have an for? Itch and you don't scratch it, that's when you become racist. I think a lot of, or some type of prejudice, you know? It right. sort of metastasizes, it creeps its way into your brain.
But will an itch go away on its own? I've
wow.
never tried to let
I don't
one
know.
Happen.
Hmm. I don't know. So here's what I've heard, and I hate to even say this because I'm honestly tired of the right answer to stuff.
Oh, boy, you're telling me.
I, like, have a bit about how I don't know what glass is.
I don't.
Yeah.
Sand?
It's because, it's like, right, exactly, right. So it's because there's that Samsung folding glass screen phone. And I saw a billboard for it, and I was like, oh, I don't know what glass is.
No.
And I thought I did, but I don't.
It's bulletproof and foldable. Sometimes.
Yeah, totally. And sometimes it's one way, sometimes it's a mirror. And all of the fundamental properties of glass that I would say doesn't bend, when you hit it, you shatter, isn't bulletproof, none of those make it glass, so what the fuck is glass?
And how come some of it's fake?
Right.
The movie glass. What's that?
Exactly. Glasses are plastic. I don't understand anything. Man, I got a whole stand-up bit about it, and spoiler alert, it crushes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I have this bit, and then there, you know, some people in my life will be like, well, you know, it's a slow liquid.
Oh, shut the fuck
and
up.
And that's the thing, is that, like, there's,
no, it's
the,
not.
There's the right answer, the real answer to something, but then there's also, like, what the thing actually is to us. And so with itches, the science of an itch is that it's apparently, like, very lightly, your pain receptors are being fired. Yeah. Ooh. Whereas, like, a cut, they're like, yeah. Or tooth pain, they're like, you know? But an itch right. is like, your pain receptors are hanging out. They're high-fiving.
Yeah.
And so you got to scratch them. But that's not really what is an itch, really. That's not what it is.
I don't know. I think it's yeah. proof of the devil.
Yeah.
Why exactly. else we got this?
Totally.
You're pranking my shoulder. Ooh, it's a part of your back you can't get, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you idiot. You shouldn't have a back, dumbass.
I know.
Yeah,
sick
and
of it.
I think it's the beginning of racism.
It must be.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I don't have it.
Totally,
we
man.
Talked about West... Okay, I have a beef with West Side Story. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you think about dancing gangsters, some people are torn on it.
Uh-huh.
Some people think it's impossible to enjoy. I am one of them. Stop dancing around. And then
yeah,
have a knife fight, you know?
Yeah,
but,
man. My one complaint about The Sopranos was that no one was singing.
Right. My favorite scenes in West Side Story are when they stop singing and talk for a little bit.
How are you?
Yeah.
I love that scene.
And then when they don't talk at all, and it's just action.
Yeah.
Wonderful. But another thing that bothers me is, so this is a musical from the 50s where it's the Puerto Ricans and white people, and they're in a gang.
Right.
And, the only racism is against Puerto Rico. These white guys, they have no problems with Jews, black people. They don't ever bring it up.
Uh-huh.
They're very woke on everything except Puerto Ricans.
Right.
And they'll let it fly with all the, but everything else. And they even have, it's so bizarre to me. I can't believe.
Right.
And then one of their, they're so woke. One of the people in the Jets is transgender in the new one.
Wow.
But they still hate Puerto Rico. It's the weirdest world.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine.
Updated in more ways, for sure.
Right.
And yeah, this is not how it is.
And I feel bad for Puerto Ricans. They got to watch this and go,
totally.
Oh, you still find these characters likable?
Right, exactly.
If they were saying the N-word, you wouldn't.
Exactly.
But they're saying they're letting everything fly with everything else. It's the weirdest world.
There are so many parts of like American movies and shit and comedy and mm-hmm. media and culture that are like that right now. Just people that are like, I think that it should be 70 years ago. Oof. I think that it should be 75 years ago. imagine you. There are so many comedians that are like, I missed 70 years ago.
They might as well make that the political parties.
Yeah.
All right. 1950 versus 2018.
Yeah, totally.
It's always going to be that for the rest of America.
Well, I think it's three. I think it's Republicans are 70 years ago. Democrats are 20 years ago. And we're like, what about now? What about now? Oh, man. Or 5 years from now. How about that? That's why those are basically my political beliefs. How about we do right now, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, right now.
Seems like everyone's pretty fucked. What about that? And then my parents are like, ooh, how about 20 years ago? It was so good. And then Republicans are like, I miss Reagan.
Right. And it's like, don't you think maybe it was just that you hurt a little less back then?
Yeah.
Physically and mentally?
Totally.
You had less heartbreak and hip problems?
Totally.
That might be most of it.
Yeah. Wow. That's funny to think.
No,
yeah.
Less heartbreak and hip problems. And you hadn't lost touch with a few of those people you lost touch with.
I'm your son, and I hadn't found out I fucking hate you yet.
And also, Reagan got to be president with his little smile and hair before you could Google if what he said was true.
Totally.
Isn't that cheating? There's no asterisk there with Barry Bonds. It was doping up. But you couldn't Google.
Yeah.
And he could, like, it's so bizarre to watch those videos of Reagan when he's like, he's just like, you hear the one about the Russian who went to the dentist? It's like, this is their State of the Union address.
That was an
He's
entire...
He's an old man telling...
What's the name for it? Administration just rooted on racism against Russia.
Bizarre. And it's just like dancing on the... Like,
yeah.
They're killing like a million people a day in Russia back then.
Totally.
Just throwing them in the ocean, shooting them out of a cannon.
Reporters would literally just be like, hey, did you sell arms to Iran? This writer is a commie.
Did you hear the one about the Democrats standing in a pile of shit?
Right. No. We're kind of worried about a nuclear war.
Yeah, yeah.
He's sitting there, and he had a million of them. He would start every speech.
Nancy told me not to tell this one, but did you hear about the Slav and the Polak who got shot into the sun by Gorbachev?
What the fuck? Take it serious.
Right.
And he's just giggling
to himself. It's nuclear war.
Yeah.
It's nuclear war.
He's laughing it up, having a great time. That's... If Biden was on TV, like,
did you hear about the North Korean? Did you hear about the North Korean guy who's enslaved millions of people?
No, we didn't. We have heard about him. Let's get it done. I just can't believe it. It's so weird. And then people are like, oh.
It's so funny. Biden's on TV. He's like, all right, Putin, Kim Jong-un, and a horse walk into a bar. Bartender's like, hey, get out of here. At least two of you are going to take a shit. Oh, man.
All of Biden's jokes would be like in the style of the man from Nantucket. And then he'd be like,
I can't finish that one, but you know.
Yeah.
He was from Nantucket.
That's so funny, dude. All right. Did you hear the one? I got a new joke. For the people of America today, Putin, Kim Jong-un, and a horse walk into a bar. And man, you know, it wasn't long ago that my wife was driving to meet me, and her car got clipped by a 18-wheeler. Anyway, the bartender was like, why the flat face?
Anyway, there once was a man from Wanalingus.
You're like, no, Biden, please. That can't be. That's not a real town.
Wow. Oh, man. That really got me. I'm gonna be saying that a lot.
It's not good to have jokey presidents.
There once was a man from Nut Ruckin. Yeah, it was a real nut rucker, which rhymes with the name of my favorite restaurant, by the way, McDonald's. And my wife loved McDonald's. Not long before she was murdered by a truck driver, we were sharing a Big Mac, and she was like, you ever been to Fuddruckers?
It was so funny. It was like a judo move when he was doing the State of the Union, because he knows it's a stand and clap game. It's like whack-a-mole with standing and clapping. And he would be like, we're going to expand Medicaid and get the Green New Deal. And then he would go, and then 8 Republicans would go boo. And then he'd go, my son died of brain cancer. And I'd go, shit. You were talking about the Green New Deal. We didn't stand up. We didn't know you were going to.
He brings up the tragedies in his life.
It's just nonstop.
It's crazy.
It's like,
like, we all feel bad, man. Like, you know, sorry. I'm sorry. That sucks.
You're 80.
Yeah.
Everyone who's 80, 1,000 tragedies.
Totally.
What happened to you?
Yeah.
You need.
And we're talking about a car accident that happened like 50 years ago.
I know. I feel bad.
It's awful.
I feel bad.
I feel terrible.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if that has anything to do with Infrastructure Week.
Totally. Totally. You know, Genghis Khan was a terrible guy.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's tragic, but.
Oh, man.
It is funny to see, though.
There once was a man from Nantucket who lived in a town called Wanalinkus. I'm sorry. That's just never going to. That's my new favorite format of joke.
I live in a town. There once was a man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I live in a town called Gainal Sex.
Who wrote that? The Nantucket guy. Was that Shel Silverstein or Dr. Seuss? Who wrote the Nantucket? That's got to be the most famous poem, probably.
Dylan Thomas.
Dylan
for
Thomas?
Sure. Yeah. There once was a man from Nantucket, and he raged against the dying of the light.
I want to know. I'm not going to Google it, but if you know who wrote The Man from Nantucket, is that anonymous? You know?
It was Shepard Fairey, dude.
Yeah. Boy, you imagine if you wrote The Man from Nantucket. I mean, how do we not know that? What do you got to do to get some recognition in this business?
Yeah.
That was like the first meme.
Imagine if you're Shepard Fairey, then you're the guy that wrote the Hope poster. It seems pretty hard.
I wrote the cat was hanging from a ledge.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Right, exactly. I remember during that time, everyone was like, oh, my God, can you believe this poster? This poster's unbelievable. And I would be like, it's one word in 3 colors. And like, look, sure. I mean, I like the style in which he painted Obama. Hope.
Yeah.
Happiness. It's just like a picture of the Dalai Lama. Happiness.
Right.
I don't care. I didn't care.
And it's also like, I bet he didn't think that's the one they'd pick. I bet he showed Obama. Obama was like, he's like, I made 10 options. He goes, I thought you were going to make 20. And he's like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And he comes back.
Hope.
And he goes, I like the one that's hope. And he's like, I made that one 8 seconds ago in the hallway.
I also like to think that maybe he did have like 20 options and it was all the same poster. And one said hope, but the other one said president and voting and Mr. Chicago, tall man. And he's like, I think these all suck except hope, right?
Right. And it's like, did McCain's poster say confusion?
Old.
Old. Ah, damn.
Yeah.
We should have picked something. Fear.
It's soap. He's going to be soap soon. When he dies.
What was his pitch? I can't remember what his...
Well, people loved him because of soft money. He was anti-soft money.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing.
Okay.
So he was like anti-soft money, and he was like very much like actually a reach across the aisle guy. Mm-hmm. He did it a lot. He was like not... He was very down to work with Democrats if he agreed with them.
Yeah.
And I remember really liking him.
But that's hard to put on a poster.
Yeah, totally. And him being anti-soft money was, like, pretty big.
Yeah.
He was, like, super PACs. He thought they were wrong. He didn't think people should get a lot of, like million-dollar campaign donations. But the problem was that then once he started running for president, he just, like, threw all that out the window. He was, like, pro-life, but he didn't give a shit about gay marriage and all that stuff. But he, like, leaned into all the evangelical bullshit when he was running. And he got Sarah Palin, who's, like, a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
And stupid.
Right, that's a bad blend.
Yeah.
That's a bad
like,
blend.
She was like a serial killer. She's like a crazy... you know what I mean? She was like, this is my son, Bible. this is my son, Bible, and his little sister, Bucket.
Bible and Bucket.
And I'm married to a strong, handsome man. And from our mansion in Alaska, we can see Russia.
It's even weirder that they could.
Yeah, what it, right.
That's weird. What are you looking at other countries for? Get
Wait,
a different
could
house.
She really?
Yes.
Is that actually true?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, people God. Made fun of it, but it's weirder that it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, maybe don't say that. That's strange.
It also doesn't matter.
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing. Like, whether you can see Russia or not, they're still over there.
Right.
Yeah. And we're, you know.
Also, I think that that wasn't even, she didn't even say, I think Tina Fey said it. And then they're like, she said it. And she goes, I didn't say it. And then it came out that it was true. And everybody's like, what is going on?
Oh, funny.
Why do you look so much like Tina Fey?
Yes.
People forget. It's SNL. People make fun of it. They go, oh, it sucks. And I think sometimes SNL does suck, but sometimes you're mixing it up with life. And
you forgot. Dude. Comedy and Twitter are like that. We all, like, everybody makes up what everybody says all the time now.
Because you can't remember anything. No. I don't remember. Like, I was thinking of it today. Trump hasn't been president for a while. I kind of forgot. Yeah. Check it out. No.
We should make one of those Obama Shepherd Fairy posters, but it says Trump. Anyway, Trump hasn't been president for a while.
Yeah. His was just say fuck.
Yeah.
Trump, fuck.
Chicks.
Yeah. I do like chicks.
Chicks.
Come to think of it.
Yeah.
But I was having trouble remembering all the things I didn't like about him.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had to think of them in a while.
Sure.
And I was like, I guess the wall. I remember not liking the wall idea.
Yeah.
But then I forgot most of his policies. I was like, he didn't like trans people? Was it gay or trans? What did he not like? And I just, your brain forgets. Like with Bush, I was like, I didn't like Iraq.
Mission
but then
accomplished.
You forget.
Well, it's more of like, yeah, it's pretty nuanced. It's like a day-to-day choice-by-choice thing that accrues, right?
Right.
Yeah, like started at the beginning. I do remember that he got like 3 Navy SEALs killed like right away.
Trump
it was like
did?
3 days in. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And yeah, and I like and it, so it was like 3 days in. I was like, I hate him.
Right.
I gave him a shot. I fucking hate him. And and then he was like, I mean, but I also already hated him because he was like grabbing women and like thought that was okay and shit. And then he did, and then Charlottesville happened and he was like good people on both sides.
See, you're doing a good, because I forgot, I just remembered not the feeling. I remembered the feeling of, I don't like this, but it's hard to, it was, he had so many things I couldn't remember. Hillary, go email. Which I was like, I can't remember. I just remember being like, geez, every day with this guy.
Yeah. Totally.
I don't like your
email.
You would
also just tweet like fucking crazy shit. Yeah. That was a wild world to live in.
Yeah, it was.
Where the president of the United States had access to everyone in the world all the time on his phone with no like firewall. Really crazy.
Yeah, really nuts. And he was up for someone who doesn't drink.
Yeah.
He was up a lot.
Yeah.
Late.
Stressed out guy.
It'd be like 2 a.m. in L.A., and I'd see his tweets, and I'd go, did he go to bed, or did he wake? What is going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
He tweeted all night.
At 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yelling at gay people wearing a diaper. Holy shit. Wearing a diaper, yelling at gay people.
Oh, boy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's hard to put on a poster, too.
Diaper.
Yeah. Anyway, West Side Story, no stars.
Yeah, I didn't
Welcome
see
to
it.
David Caleb reviewing a movie.
Totally.
In a bad way.
I'm just not going to see it.
Yeah.
They're dancing, they're singing.
Yeah, what for?
I'm not, I don't know. I know that a lot of people like modern musicals. I know that that's true. I can't do it. I don't understand it. I don't understand why. Yeah. It's shot very well. We're in New York City. No one sings and dances. and you're supposed to send me to this magical world where everybody in Brooklyn is singing and dancing. I can't do it.
No, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. I like the ones where they're doing it because it's in La La Land, he's a singer.
Right.
In Sound of Music, they are a singing family.
Right.
Singing in the Rain. But, like, you're a gangster with a knife in your hand, and you're going, knife in the hand, son.
Yeah,
no.
Totally.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. take it out of your hand.
Yeah, like Paulie looks at Silvio and he's like, should I kill this fucking gabagool? how lame. How lame.
Right. It's also, you're singing a dance and then we got to talk about redlining. It's like, it feels disrespectful.
Oh, man.
It's like, man, that was a... That was a great, poignant scene about racism, and then you're like,
right, totally.
What is this?
Yeah, racism should not have saxophones.
No. What do you call that? It's a trumpet with a thing on the end where it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's just like a muffled trumpet.
It's the worst.
Totally.
It should have that sound makes me think of like big stupid hats.
Yeah.
Ladies with a veil over there. They got a sad funeral
veil.
You
should only hear that trumpet when you drop a sandwich. That's it. That's the only time it's allowed to be played. You drop a sandwich, Louis Armstrong pops out of the bushes. Oh, man, I'm not doing my trumpet mouth right. Normally, I'm really good with...
You do a good mouth trumpet. I've always said that. There you go.
But I can't do the muffled. What happened was I put one of those trumpet mufflers on my mouth... And then sounds terrible.
Yeah.
My muffler, you know?
It'd be like, though, some things just become irredeemably corny.
Sure.
Like, if you were watching Schindler's List and then they went, bwah, 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 you'd go, no.
That's true.
Disrespectful. I'm sure the first time someone did that in an opera in 1610, it pulled on your heartstrings.
I love the idea. They're like in a death camp,
you're
like
right.
Laying in their cots. And they, like, poke their heads up, and they're like, we haven't eaten in a week.
Right, it's like,
Haven't eaten
no.
in a week.
Respect yeah. the thing with
yeah.
respect.
Music is inherently disrespectful toward struggle.
Right.
It just is. That's why, as much as I fucking hate it, I like cats. Sure, make cats a musical.
Yeah.
I'm a cat, and I'm dancing. Fine. I mean, I fucking hate you still also, so what am I talking about?
Have you seen Cats?
Dude, I saw Cats Christmas fucking Eve that year it came out.
Why?
My mom and dad wanted to go. I was visiting them. Here's what happened. My mother was enthralled. I've never seen a person connect with a movie more. If I could, if I could connect to an audience in stand-up that hard, I would be a billionaire. Wow. She was just like edge of her seat. Just like down in popcorn, 75 years old, loving this movie.
Edge of the seat. Like, is there a plot of some kind? Or they...
No.
Okay.
No. They're all cats. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they all want to, you know, there's a new cat. And all the other cats know each other. Mm-hmm. And there's like some cats that are cooler than the other cats. And one by one throughout the movie, those cooler cats show up. And there's a song about how cool they are and the way in which they're cool. Like, one of them's magic, and one of them has a lot of fucking sex, and one of them's funny. Yeah, like,
it's
there's a Jason Derulo cat, and it's not, they don't say sex, but it's like, yeah, we all want to fuck this cat. It's like, we all want to fuck this cat. We all want to watch the James Corden cat dance.
Oh, no.
Then there's, like, a really fucking old cat that we all look up to, but we got to, like, not really dance a lot when she's around because she might die. And it's so lame. I hate it so much. My mother loved it. My father fell asleep 5 minutes in, woke up during the credits and said, that was great.
That's all dads want.
Oh, man.
Dads want some peace. That's
totally.
It. They don't care if it's good, if they saw it, if you liked it.
He brought it up 3 days later. He said, man, what'd you think of Cats? I love that movie. And I was like, you didn't see it. You didn't see the movie. And he was like, yes, I did. And I was like, what happened? And he was like, well, I don't know.
Well, dads are never fully awake or asleep. You
right?
know, it's some of it went in his head.
They're just working or not working. And either way, they're on fucking autopilot. Isn't it great how you go on vacation and you have plans, but not dad. You, brothers and sisters, everyone else who's joined you, and mom, you go to the beach. You have a brunch spot that you're going to. Then you're going to go. See the biggest spoon in Florida or whatever. And dad, he got a book and he's going to sit.
Right.
He's going to sit in the sun all day. And when you get back, you're like, how's your day, dad? And he's like, I slept.
Yeah. I like it. That's a simple, I know that's my brain is wired that way too.
Totally.
And I only have one real use. Moms have a lot of uses.
Right.
But dad's like, should we take our hammer to the park? We don't need it today. let the hammer stay home and read a book.
So funny.
We don't have any nails. Nothing needs to be nailed today. So we don't need that hammer.
Yeah, yeah. It's your sister's birthday. Should I bring my tools? I love that.
No.
That's so great.
No. And dads that know it, and they have a simple function. You ever tried to talk to your dad while he's thinking about something else, and they just go like, yeah. They heard you, but nothing's going to happen. No, dad's looking at that fence.
Should I bring my hammer to the park? That's so good.
Right.
Dude.
I just, you know, when you're a man, you really don't have many uses.
Yeah, right.
Not anymore.
Right.
Used to have uses.
Yeah,
but now,
right.
Men are about as useful as a tool made of iron.
Yeah, totally. It really is that, too. It's like, what's wrong, honey? Oh, Adam broke up with me. Oh. You just see, like, terror fill this father's face. Like, oh man.
Is your car running okay? Yeah,
totally. Totally.
Because if it's not...
Is that something we can fix with a bandsaw?
I can saw him in half.
Yeah.
If you won't.
Do you think he's drinking enough water? Well, it literally is, you'll find a new one.
Yeah.
Just like a car. Totally.
I know that heartbreak is real. I've felt it before. We both have.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are men. And if you're heartbreak, like, let's say you're a lady and you're like, oh, it didn't work out. I got to find a new man. I wonder how, and I go, well, I know this. It's highly replaceable. I bet you can find one just like, actually, it's unlikely you'll find one worse. You will almost certainly find a better one.
Right.
Nearly immediately.
Right.
I'm like, man, it's going to be a tough 32 hours, probably.
Right.
But you'll find another guy.
That's true.
It's just a dude.
Everybody I know who dates men is like that.
Yeah.
Literally.
Some guy.
And everyone I know who dates women is like, well, I've had one relationship in 80 years. She dumped me, and I've been alone in the desert ever since. I was married, we got divorced, and then I just wandered the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Two summers later, I started remembering to eat again.
Yeah. Those divorced dad apartments are the saddest. They're like telling a puppy to go get a job. It's just like, what?
That's such a good point.
This man is useless.
In straight relationships, like, the woman is devastated by the breakup. It destroys her. She, like, shaves her head and does coke for fucking 8 months. Just, like, absolutely ruins her life. And the dad's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Right.
But then she's over it and finds someone new who's way better, who is actually perfect.
Right.
And then the man in the relationship is alone forever. An alcoholic, eats microwave food, and has no idea how to do anything ever again. It turns out that woman was the reason that they had money, saved money, had a car that ran, had a home, had a bed, had clothes, washed their fucking face, brushed their teeth. It's crazy. And I like to think that our generation is maybe a little better, but every divorced man is like, oh, fuck, dude.
Right.
It looks like they lost their comb. Like, why do you look like this? You're a grown-up.
Even Kanye, it's like, even if you're a billionaire.
You look like shit.
You get a divorce immediately, he's just like, I don't know what to do.
Totally.
Do I lay down or stand up to go to bed?
Do you have another closet where you keep your dirty shirts? Why do you look like shit?
I'm wearing galoshes to the, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Totally, I don't know, she left me and now I live in a lighthouse.
You see a video of that party Kanye threw, like, after Kim left him? He's just sitting on the couch with Madonna and, like, three people, like, y'all want to listen to music? They're like, you forgot how to have fun.
Yeah, totally.
Kim told you how to have fun, and then all that left your head.
Right, totally.
God. I'm working on my album for 8 years.
Kanye sitting around with fucking John Legend, like, hey, man, do you know where to get vegetables? Oh, man. I've only had meat for like 3 weeks. Oh, man. I remember I said John Legend because I specifically remembered Kanye posting a screenshot. I've always thought this was so funny. When he like started wearing MAGA hats and like talking to Trump, he posted a screenshot of a text thread with John Legend where that happened, and John Legend texted Kanye like, "Hey man, I love you, but what you're doing right now is not cool." And I just think that's so funny, the idea of these people that are so famous, they're friends, just like, I don't know, like, who's your that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What
a reality. And you know that Kanye's friends with Woody Harrelson.
Dude,
you
that's
imagine
what I'm saying.
Getting a text.
Yeah.
First of all, from someone named Woody.
Right.
And second of all, a guy who's named Woody, it's Woody Harrelson, and all his characters are named Woody. And he's on your phone going, hey,
hey
dude,
buddy.
You got to...
Maybe you got to chill out on the Trump shit, man. In his phone, Woody's in there as redneck piece of shit. Who is this? Oh, that's right. It's Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I'm getting a text from Woody Harrelson.
I just love that so much. Putin attacks Ukraine. And then the president of Canada texts him like, hey, man, I don't know if you should do that. I'm trying to think of other celebrities who could be friends.
Right, yeah. They're all funny.
Yeah, totally.
They're all funny.
Rihanna, when she started dating ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion was like, maybe don't fuck that dumbass. That actually probably did happen.
I just imagine like when he's like in the other room, she's like, ASAP.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta come to my dog's birthday. And he's like, what?
How many people do you think have said Adrian around him?
Oh yeah.
And he's been like, what? I'm ASAP Adrian.
Yeah.
Probably.
Wow, what a name.
Yeah.
I like ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, is he good?
Yeah, he's a good rapper.
He's apparently an asshole.
Probably.
Someone told me that. Like, people were upset when Rihanna dated him. When I did Daily Zeitgeist, we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, the Zeitgeist is upset. Not the podcast, but the general American are, like, upset because Rihanna is this, like, powerful woman, this force, and she's dating this, like, dipshit who, like, said some stuff that wasn't woke and shit that people didn't like. But yeah, my thing is kind of like, sure, you want the people that you respect and look up to respect themselves in the way of including respectable people in their life. But also, I kind of like the idea of flipping it and a powerful woman dates a hot, stupid guy.
Yeah, let's do it.
We've had like powerful men dating hot, stupid women for a long time.
Right.
And all the powerful women in their life are like, fuck, man, you're dating an 18-year-old? Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
Right. If Elizabeth Warren was dating Shawn Mendes, you'd
holy
be like,
shit.
Damn.
It'd be
what?
Yes, dude.
Hillary Clinton fucks Channing Tatum. Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girl power. That's a glass ceiling.
It's
we got
incredible. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a foursome with Migos. You're like, fuck, dude. Are you kidding? Are you fucking kidding me?
Welcome to What's It Called, everybody. We started with West Side Story and went to Migos threesome with it.
What's up, Richard Carnes? Welcome to the Endless Dumber.
We're the Potato Boys. Welcome to What's It Called.
And get ready to lay down.
That's right.
If this is your first time at the show, we like to lay down here. Either actually lay down or do a lay down in your brain. Either way, we just want you to feel good and take a chill out from the fucking nightmare swarming around us.
Yeah.
There's a pandemic. There's a war. Everybody's stressed out. Everything's scary, but not right now. Yeah. Not right now.
Not while we're laying down. Take a break.
Right now, we're all talking about fucking celebrities and who they might fuck and who we could fuck. Yeah. Fuck, marry, kill. Pick one person you do all three to.
Oh, Tom Holland. Ah, I picked wrong.
Oh, no.
I hate when people make you pick fast.
Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. All right, fuck, marry, kill, dude. Putin, Biden, Kim Jong-un.
See, that's something people never think about. They always go, ooh, should we assassinate other heads of state?
Yeah.
Why don't we fuck them?
Right.
Send like 100 prostitutes right their way. And then they're just like, man, I got laid 85 times this week. I forgot about the war.
Get a porn star. Do it the same way you do an assassination. Find somebody that's like, I can come on their face from 1,000 yards. You know what I mean? a sex sniper, you know? Get Ron Jeremy hiding on the grassy knoll, just comes on Biden's face, accomplishes the same thing, and no one dies.
Right.
You know what I mean? Wow. Oh, it was the magic load. It seems like it was three people coming, but it's just because it was so much cum. You seen that video from Dallas? Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's actually what Demi Does Dallas is about.
Couldn't have done it. Oh, man. We've really done a good job of giving a taste of what our whole podcast is like. If this is your first time listening and you're like, is this what it's like?
The whole gamut. Yes, it is. Yeah. All we got to do is talk about the moon and you know everything about us.
Yeah, the moon is next.
We love the moon.
We love talking about it. I don't know what it is.
We're going to be the first podcasters that live on the moon.
We will. Yeah. We will do a podcast from the moon. Mark my words. Yes. By the end of this decade.
Yes.
We will do a podcast on the moon.
By the end of this decade. By 2029, that's right. We're going to live podcast on the moon, and then we'll finally know what the moon is called.
Man, that's another thing that bothers me. When, like, even the Democrats, when Biden goes, we're going to cure cancer, and then they all go like, probably not.
Yeah, right.
Right?
What
probably
are you talking
not.
About?
Kennedy went to the moon. Okay. And it's like, it's not,
you can't just say shit. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're 90, really, right. Dude?
We're going to put a Starbucks on Jupiter. It's like, we're going to do it.
You're just saying stuff.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, what if we can't, like, the moon was there.
Yeah.
And we had rockets, and we were already like, it's going to happen probably.
He's also just, like, such a fucking centrist dipshit that it's, like, all, he, like, forgot, like, we're going to, female Supreme Court justice. Like,
right. It's like, mm-hmm.
Sure, good. Maybe just don't say it. Maybe just do it and don't say it. We're going to have a pink space shuttle. That's what we're going to do. Space shuttle pink. That's how much I like women.
We're going to put women on the moon. No women on the moon.
Right. We're going to rename Texas vagina.
It's like, I mean, that is better? Isn't it better?
Yeah, totally.
Your goals are confusing.
Yeah. Ralph's is going to start selling breast milk. That's right. Maybe the women out there can make some more money. Breast milk and McDonald's. I don't even know. This riff got a little off the rails.
Yeah. That's what we do over here. We get off the rails sometimes. Yeah. We love you. And
we got a bunch of other ways that you can hang out with us and talk to us and meet other people mm-hmm. who like the show. We got a Discord. We got a Patreon. Oh, we have everybody who joins the Patreon gets a shout out.
That's right.
And we have a new patron this week, Megan Miller. Shout out to you.
Megan Miller.
Thanks so much for joining us. We got bonus episodes on there. We got an Instagram. We got a Twitter. We have a TikTok. Our Discord is so fun. Everyone's always in there.
Try it out.
Sharing stuff that they've made and renaming things. And if you follow us on Twitter, you can jump in whenever we rename something. And then we read our favorites of your names at the end of every episode.
And we can't get to all of them because now there's too many. But thanks for joining. And we'll get to you eventually. If you tweet at us,
totally.
Join along. It's a lot of fun.
We miss
a lot of
some
funny
great
shit.
Ones every week. And it's just because there are so many of you. And so, but we do, if you're writing in, we always end up reading you. For sure. Yeah. Our website is whatsitcalled.rodeo. And all those links to everything we just said are on there.
Yeah.
Also, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify and shit. I hadn't looked at Apple Podcasts, and I looked in there, and there were some, like, really cool reviews that people had written that were really kind. But also, I was really excited to see people that just, not that our concept is something that's, like, hard to get or something, mm-hmm. but there's just a feeling I was getting of people, like, getting what we do, which
right.
is just nice.
Yeah.
We're just, like... Trying to be dumb, but in sort of like a light. I don't know. It is sort of specific.
Yeah, dumb, light, fun, stupid.
But also talking about shit.
Yeah.
And also putting ourselves out there, but it's not too much.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. We try to keep it nice.
Yeah. No harshness, but to be real. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Now that I'm saying it, I'm not sure what we do, but. I'm glad someone likes it, and we like it.
I mean, really, what I'm saying is, really what we do is we just try to be the dumbest fucking thing we could possibly be, but then we end up talking about our feelings a little too. That's
yeah,
all.
Which is just what me and Dave have always done
yeah,
when
totally.
We weren't chain-smoking and chugging coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're glad you like it.
For example, I feel that drinking feels good. That's one of my feelings.
It is. Boy, it is.
Yeah.
It's a sixth sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, we're on Twitch, and we've been Twitch streaming every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking fun.
Yeah.
With this episode having come out, I live in New York City now.
Whoa, when is this one coming out?
Mid-April.
Ooh.
And
hell yeah.
Even when we are in different cities, we're still Twitch streaming every Tuesday. When I'm in New York and Caleb's here or he's on the road, we Twitch stream 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we just talk to the chat or maybe watch a movie sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and you got just tour dates coming up, right?
I do. In April 29th and 30th, I'll be at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. Great. I'll be at Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio, great, May 13th and 14th. And check this out. I'm coming to Montana. Never been?
Oh, hell yeah.
Coming to Montana. Where? The weekend of the 27th. I'm putting together stuff now. I got a few down. But hey, if you live in Montana or know someone who does, I would like to stay there for like a whole week. So holler at me. I'll coordinate a thing. I don't care if it's a bar show. I love that state. I think it's really beautiful. I've always wanted to go. And they have a great comedy scene. I'm just trying to figure out how to make it a whole tour.
Dude, that's so cool. And I feel 100% the same as you. I've never been to Montana. Yeah. It's beautiful. And I would definitely want to stay a week if I were there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. And I love you. I'm so excited. These shows have been great. And who
you should
knows?
Hit up Chris Fairbanks. He went to college in Missoula. Whoa. And then goes back there a lot.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe he grew up there partially. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, you should hit him up.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to break the fourth wall a little bit here. Kyle, would you toss me a Liquid Death,
please? Whoa. Also, brought to you by Liquid Death.
They did not give us money. This is free ads for them. I just love them. Thanks so much, pal.
Awesome. Hey, cheers.
I love water.
Yeah, water. Cheers, the best buddy. Thing in the world.
Yeah. I'd love to not die.
Yeah, me too.
So what do you think? Should we rename YouTube?
Yes.
Let's
YouTube.
Do it.
YouTube. One of the it's probably my favorite website. I go to it each day. Sometimes there's not anything new on there, and I'll watch some old videos I like.
Totally.
I am a big fan. I never forget the day it came out. My teacher, Dr. Beasley, goes, "Hey, YouTube just came out. I think it has everything on it."
Whoa.
It literally came out that morning. He's like drinking coffee, like, "What?"
Wow.
And he just stopped class and was like, "All right, we're going to watch some YouTube because, whoa." And, you know, I wasn't, and he was like, "What do y'all want to see?" And everything we asked was on there. And we were like, "This is amazing."
I remember I was working at the radio station in Fresno, and I was hanging out with my buddies, Eric and Sean. And Sean was like, "You heard about this thing, YouTube? It's this site people put videos on." And we watched a man getting hit in the balls. And I was like, "This is amazing.
That's all you need.
This is incredible."
Then you'll watch a music video. Then you'll watch a speech from a dictator.
Yeah, totally.
And then you watch a clip of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's everything you want, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's funny to think it really did become like such a part of my life.
Yeah.
Such a like, more than any other social network, it's just like laden into my life. I watch everything there. It's like almost all entertainment for me at this point.
Yeah, it's the best. And even after I'll watch something on Netflix or some other thing, I'll go back and for the rest of my life watch just the good parts.
Watch
on
clips
YouTube.
There, totally. Yeah. Or people talking about it or whatever.
That's a good name for it. Just the good parts.
Just the good parts.
That's all you need.
There's also a lot of bad parts.
Yes, some of the worst things in the world. All right, you want to go back and forth?
Let's
do it. New names for YouTube. We got to rename YouTube.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, Pillow Cube.
They, them tube.
I don't read.
Face Twitter.
Drunk read. History.
Cats and shit.
How to get and lose SNL.
The International House of Nazi Podcasts.
The ramen noodles of TV.
Oh, that's great. America's runniest home videos.
I'm poor and curious.
Screamingforchildren.com.
Sadly, where my career is.
Millions of hours of smiling hot idiots.
Ben Shapiro versus kids on their way to class.
Videos of arguing.
Bigfoot.
Here is how you do anything in Photoshop.
Impossible to get kicked off of, even for Nazis. Cool, cool, cool. Cool, 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 cool.
I'm 14 and I'm smarter than you.
That's all I got.
This baby is famous as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It is weird. I don't like it used to be if you wanted to like you know, use your children to get into showbiz.
Yeah.
You at least had to be driven. Like Loma's son, you had to drive across this country. You had to be like Venus and Serena's dad. You had to be like practicing in the rain. And now it's just you just point your iPhone at your kid and you're like, this is his channel. And he's like, he's three.
It's crazy.
It's like it really made it easier to exploit your children.
Yeah, totally. And they're also smarter, way younger. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's my girlfriend would just be like, you see this video of this baby building a car? Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, this toddler's a blacksmith. One of my favorite things to do is to hang out with friends around the TV and the YouTube app, and we all just like throw out either what video we
YouTube
think
party.
Or Doug Mellard and I. Doug is so funny, dude. Yeah. I look up Doug. He's an Austin comedian. He's so funny. And we'll sit around and we'll get drunk and we'll just like try to find hidden gems of funny. And so, and you know, it's like a really good way to do that is to pick any word and then add fail.
Ooh, yes. And failure tube.
Totally. But when you get, there's a lot of like buildings falling down. Like, dude, my favorite videos are like, it's construction sites. Obviously, I don't like it if people get hurt, but a lot of them, they don't get hurt. It's just like a huge crane, and then you just hear someone go, whoa, 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 and the crane just like falls in a ditch.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Whoa, yeah.
But then there's a level where it gets past where it's really fucked up. Like if you search fireworks fail, there's some really funny ones. Like there's that great one where, you ever seen that video of they accidentally fired off an entire night's worth of fireworks in San Diego at the same time?
Very funny.
Oh, man. But then there's like a fireworks factory exploded in Taiwan and just like it's terrifying for the whole town. Yeah. It just explodes.
Ooh.
And so then you end up getting, you got to watch it because things like hurricane fail, not really a lot of fun.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people are just like actually heartless.
Dying. Like, yeah, totally.
There should be a channel called He's Okay.
Yes.
And it's men getting hurt temporarily.
Yeah, yeah.
And no women. I don't want to see a woman get hit in her vagina with a hammer.
Totally. No kids. Well, maybe kids, depending on if they're okay.
It should be called He's Okay. And I would watch it all the time.
Because you've seen the video of the kid taking the trash out in the wind, right?
No.
The kid.
I know what we're watching.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody who is listening right now, Google it. Kid taking the trash out in the wind. Guaranteed the first video that pops up is the one. It's really windy. And this 10-year-old is trying to take the thing out to the street. Oh, and it's real hard for him.
Oh, hell yeah.
Also, Fire Melon is a good one.
Well, dude, well, don't forget either of those. We're watching those when we're done.
Fire Melon is in that genre of like kids who watch CKY.
Yeah.
So it's like teenagers in Pennsylvania, and they hollow out a melon, and they fill it with gasoline, and then they light it on fire, and then they're like, oh, check this out. And a dude wearing fucking Birkenstocks who's like 16 hits it with a baseball bat. And everyone's okay, but oh man, it's one of the first videos I ever saw, and I was like, I love this website.
I just had a great idea. Whatever YouTube video you think is like top three that maybe people need to see, maybe we need to see, that you're just like, more people need to see this. If I was drinking with y'all, I would go throw this one on there. Get in our YouTube comments video.
Yes.
Go to our YouTube and throw it in the comments.
Yes.
Throw a link to the YouTube video you want to share. And don't make it yours you're promoting. Make it a kid taking trash out in the wind or something. Or just something cool and fun and great.
Yeah.
And maybe you think we haven't seen. And just pop in those comments. I want to see a million. Because I love YouTube, but sometimes I'm like, I'm out of stuff.
Dude.
And so give me some good recommendations in the comments.
I got so many, too, dude. The cat jumping out the window. Oh, time to AWOL
that's
Nation.
That's great. Oh, that one's great.
There's a video that's 4 seconds long, and it's just called My Cat is Fucking Crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just a cat running through a window, through a glass window.
Hell yeah.
Video ends. God, what a great time.
Oh, we got to do our names for YouTube from the Twitter.
You dang right.
Hell yeah. Thanks for tweeting at us. We love you.
As always, we have so many good ones.
Yeah, some of y'all are so funny, I hate you.
Right up top, Chit Chat Twit Twat says, I need my bro to see Janet Jackson's nip. Tube.
Is that on there? I didn't think you could have nudity.
I don't know.
More on that later.
Winslow Dumain says, cheaper than a babysitter.com. At Darth Plato, get ready for some targeted ads.
Oh, man. They really think I want a wallet. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's good from at Andrew Hillary US. Oops, my dad's a Nazi now.
It really is wild. My feed now, and I'm not a Nazi. I don't know if you knew this about me.
You're a neo-Nazi.
Yeah. I identify as neo. But I am a Nazi. No, I'm not one. And, like, I don't know how it happened. I don't even, out of morbid curiosity, go to YouTube and, like, watch Jordan Peterson and shit. I just don't. I get that kind of, like, my knowledge on what that is from Instagram or wherever I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just my YouTube feed is a lot of Tucker Carlson, dude.
Yeah.
And it just makes me think that there actually is a lot of that on there.
Oh, there is. Because mine is, too. I'll be watching, Stephen Colbert's monologue like I do each night.
Yeah.
And then it goes, hey, you want to watch Tucker Carlson? And I go, yeah, what's he talking about? And I click on that and it goes, do you want to see how Hitler came to power? And I go, well, wait, what?
What the fuck?
So y'all are saying these are the same? It's like, wow. Tucker Carlson, and then let's watch Hitler burn in the Reichstag. And
yeah, I go, right.
Well, this algorithm seems to be from the devil.
Right.
Hey, what? Oh, we got some. Oh, I like this from at Sadie Quills. Anything but porn.
That's fun. That's really good. Wow, this one. Wow, this is great. At Darth Plato, Jerk Off Instructions Inc. I also like Seth Mills said narcissism. The website. That's good.
Atta Sphinxer says indoctrination station.
Weston Woe says Google videos. Remember when Google Video and YouTube was separate?
Oh, really?
They had like
I was not aware of this.
They had like another thing called Google Video you could upload video to, and they had already bought YouTube. It was this weird, like, it took them like 8 years to figure out that was dumb for some reason.
Ooh, I like this at Underwater Space Bimbo. Dramedy Central. Boy, is
that
true.
Yeah, okay. All right. Dr. Batman, Dr. Man Batman, which, wow, what a great handle, said the internet, but also TV.
From at Bobby Benedict, free dad.
Wow, that might be the one.
Oh, this one's great. I like this one from at Schmitty 402. No, this is really funny. I swear. Let me pull it up.
Yeah. At Eric W. Barnes says farts and film essays.
My favorite so far is because there's nothing worse than when someone cannot find it and you're just standing there. And you're like, 4 minutes go
by.
Dude,
yes.
5 minutes go by. They're like, what's the name? Who's this?
Is it the wrong song?
We should recall it. What's it called? That's what everybody's saying. Oh, I swear it was, is it in my history?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Can you just tell me what it is? No. I can find it. I swear.
At Boogeyman Weather says, Poo Tube.
Poo Tube.
That's just fun for everybody.
Poo Tube.
Yeah, at Match J. Kerr says, too many videos of people talking about the clip you were looking for before the actual clip you were looking for, too.
Yeah. Oh, reacting.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
At Deconsecrate, when you're here, you're the tube.
Wow.
That's great.
Nice. Yeah. At Bobby Benedict says, I stole this.
That's you sure great. Did. You sure did. Oh, this one hurts my feelings from Atta Sphinxer says, Boomer TikTok.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, it hurts my feelings.
Yeah. At Preston Tompkins says, dad tutorials.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. At Reagan's Corpse, Nazifier. At Strum My Banjo, Algorithm Hell.
I love this one from the real Zach Still, Them Pipe.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Them Pipe.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Wow, this is funny. At Bogdoot says, movie phone. That, like, really gets me.
Yeah.
At Demurist, sneezing pandas and more. Yeah, man, this is tough. Centauru44 says, dad's news source.
At Laundry Pants said, red vines. That one is so clever.
Oh, yeah.
Red vines.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is... That is like a backflip of a wordplay. I respect the hustle there.
This one is so simple, but I really like it. The real Zach Still says school.
Either to me, school and let me pull it up real quick are just
also really red funny. Vines though. That's hard.
Red Vines is dope.
Yeah. At Reagan's Corp says, y'all idiot box.
That's true.
That's funny. Ooh, what's in the dirty ones at the bottom here?
Uh-oh. We'll see.
That's so fun.
That
about...
could be a name of YouTube. Dirty ones at the bottom here.
At Coda Otan says, dumb, dumb watch box.
How is that a dirt? That one gets blocked?
Yeah, what the hell? That's great.
I
like that one a lot. I mean, I'm such a moron. That's like
dumb dumb watch box.
Dumb dumb watch box.
Dumb dumb watch box.
And Max Shaker literally wrote, "Why is this below the divide?"
Yeah, yeah.
Truly, why did that get censored?
That's a good name for YouTube. Why is this below the divide?
Yeah, totally.
He didn't even know he was doing one.
Okay, so I like dumb dumb watch box.
Dumb dumb watch.
I like Red Vines. I feel like Red Vines is very clever.
Yeah, that might
and
be the
school made me laugh the hardest.
Let's do school then.
Okay.
School's funny because that's
yeah.
When our podcast started, we renamed Titanic Boat.
Boat.
And it made us laugh for
school
3 years. So that's the you get the Ricky shit this week. The real
yeah.
Zach Still
and
school.
The Brian Regan Award.
School.
I went to school on
a
tube.
To school on a tube.
Video on a tube is a school.
I didn't know how to use the air fryer, and then I look on the tube.
With a U to the tube and a what's it? with a tube of the U to the tuba. Watching the tube of the YouTube. That bit. It was a flock of moosin. Oh, man.
Y'all had logs.
We love y'all.
We love you.
So much. We got a bunch of producers at this point. Everyone at the $25 level on our Patreon is a producer. Shout
That's
out
right.
to Ordinary Andrew, Tim Ordinary. Gately, Peter Comistra, Amanda Richards, James Colton, Peter Dahlberg, and Eric Williams. And of course, big shout out to our in-house producer who makes it look and sound so good, Kyle Neal, and our theme song, which honestly, we just got to bring this motherfucker up every week.
That's true.
It's crazy that we haven't. He's the best, and the song's the best. Chris Cresswell. Also, look him up. He's got so much music coming out
this year.
He's in Hot Water Music, and they have a new record that I believe just came out. And then his band, The Flatliners, has a new record coming out, and he has a solo record coming out this year. Also, I mean, I didn't mean to do this, but he and I have a tiny, tiny split EP that's a 4-inch called Almost Nothing coming out soon.
Hell yeah.
And like, follow him on everything. He's so great.
Yeah, and he's amazing. It's like when the Roots were with Jimmy Fallon, you're like, how did the Fart Boys
yeah,
hook
totally.
Up with Chris Cresswell?
This man who makes beautiful, beautiful things. It's like, you want a theme song for your show about taking dumps?
Right. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Hell yeah.
We love you so much. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
What's it called? What's it called?